Luke. I'm the Deputy Clerk Management Analyst, and I will be calling the roll.
Yes, could we call to order this meeting and call roll call, please?
Okay. Guillermo Arruz. Casey Austin. Erica Bachner.
Here.
David Bonner.
Here.
Cindy Creedy.
Here.
Renee Tuba Clancy. Anha Herman. Onsek.
Here.
Here, I'm online, sorry.
Okay. Jessica Iverson. Ken Johnson. Kirk Johnson. Chris Johnston.
Here.
Jennifer Kelly.
Here, online.
Okay, thank you. Megan Cascatalo. Farzad Kaladin. Kent Kirk. Olivia Denton Koopman. Susan McCauley. Rosie McAdams. Laney McGinn.
Here.
Robert Navarro. Aaron Oates.
Here.
Mary Jane Oliver. Nina Popernick. Teresa Peavy. Lisa Petrov. Diana Plyvach. Abigail Rogers. Cindy Shea. Liz Simon. Whitney Simon. Rota Sizninski Oleni.
Here.
Cool.
Thanks, folks. So can I get a motion to approve the last 3 minutes for the last three DEI meetings that we've had? That would be approval of the July 19, 2022 DEI Advisory Group minutes. The approval of the September 20th, 2022 DEI Advisory Group meeting minutes, and approval of March 6th, 2023 DEI Advisory Group meeting minutes. Do we have a quorum? Thank you. This is my first meeting that I'm...
I have the same thing.
Sorry about that. We don't have a quorum, so we can't approve the meeting minutes. We'll approve them hopefully at the next meeting. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Again, my first meeting.
No.
I was getting ahead of myself. I'll get better with practice. Okay, so any public comments? No. They can hear us. Yes, correct. We do have to try to use a microphone, though, if they can't. If you're going to speak, So maybe because we don't have so many people, if you want to move over to one of these, just so if you're talking, then everybody on Zoom can hear you. It'll also help Luke when he does the minutes because he can hear the conversation then. So we have no public comment. We have no unfinished business from last meeting.
I would like to do a land acknowledgement.
Oh, sure.
So I'd like to start with the land acknowledgement. As we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still is inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather.
Thank you for that. So our new business, what we wanted to try to do at tonight's meeting, we don't have very many people in the room, unfortunately, but we wanted to have everybody meet in their subcommittee groups and talk about the, I know I sent them out in the meeting minutes, the DEI, what are these called? Discussion notes. And I can give you copies. I need copies if you want them, of the discussion notes from each of your subcommittees. Maybe look at what is under your subcommittee grouping and maybe make a decision on one or two and at the most three things out of your subcommittee group that you could possibly maybe look at to make a difference. Something that maybe is a short-term goal that might be an easy win, and just make smart goals for it so you could decide how you wanted to go about that. And then, you know, but at the most three of these things, because I think there's a long list under each group, and I think we need to take this in baby steps, kind of like smaller chunks, to see what we could get accomplished. I know since this is only my second meeting, trying to understand where you're all coming from as well. Would be very helpful. So maybe after you meet in groups, we could talk about that before we decide when our next meeting is. So I don't know how many people you have in your groups.
Well, I had a question before we get there, and I may be going over old ground, like from the last meeting, which I wasn't here.
That's fine.
But two meetings ago was last year, and right after that meeting, it was announced that we had hired a consultant. So if this was covered last meeting, I apologize for taking up time. Consultant was here at the last meeting and performed any of their consultative functions, I'll call it. So I'm just kind of interested before we do breakout groups, although I'm not sure got anybody else in my group in the 11 people we have here. Could you bring us up to date on the consultant? I don't think any of these people that I recognize.
No. So the consultant is not on the call tonight.
Okay.
We are going to meet with the consultant. They sent out the survey, and we're hopeful that a lot of people were able to complete the survey. We should be getting results from them and their final recommendations soon, and we will bring that hopefully to the next meeting or the meeting after that, with what their recommendations are.
Okay. So I guess the question I had after, is the consultant here or were they here last meeting was, I'm just by way of example, I'm on a purchasing supplier subcommittee, and there's a list of items here to go over, I assume, in a subcommittee, but some of these seem to be something that we would have to interface with village administration on. I don't know whether that was going to be our subcommittee's duties or if the consultant was going to do that. For instance, and I'll just use it as an example, identifying village suppliers, identify who has been approved as a village supplier,
so
what the process was,
okay.
who perhaps wasn't approved as a village supplier. So I'm kind of just going ahead and, well, we start digging into this. Are we doing this with or without the consultant?
So most of that data would come from the village staff.
Okay.
And we're asking that because our staff is limited and we have other projects, that everybody gets their requests in by middle of May.
Okay.
And then we can let you know how long it will take us to, you know, get that information to your groups. You don't have to wait until the middle of May to get us that information. If you could, you know, get us that information, and then we can figure out, you know, who in on the staff could help you with
sure.
some of that.
And that's a good answer, because in my category, it looks like we would want to gather all that data before we
correct.
Went into any kind of deliberations about what to do with the data.
Email me, and then also include Erica and Ken on there as well.
Okay, so thank you for all of that, Trish. For the folks who are in the room and for those who are on Zoom, what we did last time was similar to what we've been doing in most of our meetings, and having you connect by phone with your team to talk through the items. I think there was representation here from each group last time around, so there was talk about, you know, just like what you have done and what you're interested in doing and what those 1 to 3 goals could look like in the short term for you all to get to. So if anybody needs the group's names, and send you that information, make sure you connect with whoever is here. Yeah, so the SMART worksheet, if you look at that, that's really for one goal, right? So, okay. Yeah. So, and if you have one thing that you want to complete as a group in the short term and flush that out, that's perfect. If you have a couple ideas, you know, that's great too. But yeah, so essentially to begin to recognize what is that one or two things out of your. I think that's probably up to you and your group to see which part of that comes first. And so data gathering might actually be one of the parts of your small, you know, your SMART goals might be one of the tasks within that. So definitely a discussion for your.
So we have a couple questions on chat. One question. Will staff reply upon receipt of information question, or will they wait until mid-May deadline and then reply to everyone at once? So we would take each one at a time, but we would reply to you that we received the information and then let you know how long it might take us to gather that information. Does that make sense? I hope that does. She said thumbs up. Okay.
Was there another question?
No, that was it.
Okay.
So we were thinking like to meet in your groups for about a half an hour tonight, and then we can come back and kind of discuss what you talked about and then kind of plan for like our next sessions so everybody knows what's going to be happening going forward. I think it'll make it easier to go forward.
We've got copies of the groups if anybody needs them up here, and we will run the room to try to connect everyone.
David, do you want to call Mindy or do you want Mindy to call you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I can, if you want to, I can put my number in the chat. I think Mindy has it or... let's see. Is there no one else from the
number? Yeah, absolutely. Don't put your number in the chat.
Yeah. So Mindy has your number.
So she'll give you a call.
Oh.
We'll get it to her, David, if she doesn't.
Rhoda Anya is also in community outreach, so if you want to you call separately.
Yeah, I sent her a message, but she's not responding, so I was wondering
hey,
if there's
sorry, I'm right here. Sorry, I didn't see your message.
Okay. So
sorry
is
about
there,
that.
Do you know if there's anybody else from our committee?
I don't think so. I'll look.
I don't think so. If you guys could call on your phone, though, that would be great. Because we can kind of hear you in the room.
Okay. Thank you. I'm muting myself.
Just put in the chat if you need help getting the numbers.
Trish.
Yes.
Hi. I don't know why you keep going in and out, but besides Erica, is there anyone from housing?
From housing. Hold on. Yeah, no, unfortunately, nobody else from housing is on tonight.
Okay, I will just look at over some stuff and then I will reach out to Erica alone in the group in the subcommittee as well. And maybe another time
sounds
we can
good.
Get together. Okay. Thank you.
Waiting for one more group to wrap up. And then if I could ask everybody in the room to be by one of the microphones, just so you can give your update, that would be great. All right, which group wants to go first and tell us what you came up with in this little time?
I can go first because I'm first on a matrix. Right.
Okay. Push your microphone, please.
I think it's on.
Oh, it is. Thank you.
Subcommittee of two today. We agreed on draft language. Village in our purchasing buyer category. Questions with some subparts. I haven't drafted them out yet, but when I do, I'm going to share them with my subcommittee, ask them to input, and then I'll send them to you, Tricia, and the chairs.
Great. Thank you.
Hopefully within a week or two.
Great. Okay. So
we, our group had already in a previous meeting decided on the top two goal areas, so we were just moving that conversation forward. The two areas that the group agreed to focus on in the last discussion were outreach to other taxing bodies or the intergovernmental relationships group, and then Twin Villages Covenant with Maywood, essentially understanding what defines it, what and what's the current status. Basically, we focused our time on just identifying the immediate next steps, like in the next month or two, to move both of those forward. It sounds like finding on all fronts, and we took notes and we'll share those with our group as well.
Thank you. And do you want to go?
Hi, it's Mindy, and my group does the governance group. And the one thing that we all kind of agreed to is that we need more information from other subcommittees before we can make any recommendations that are substantive. What we would like to address in our first goal is to gather best practices from our neighboring villages or towns And we've done some work on that, especially David, and to put forth those kind of things, what they've done and how they progressed the last couple years. And we haven't fully baked the second one out, but it fundamentally goes to what should the ongoing work be. And kind of two ideas floating around right now. And one is to have the subgroups give us specifics that they want to focus on and have annual audits around those things. And the other one is to have a standing advisory group that will provide feedback to the Board of Trustees and maybe some boards and commissions. But it's not baked. We need to continue to talk about that.
Great. Thank you so much. Can somebody from, oh, Jenny from Housing, want to give an update?
Even if it's about what you talked about.
Yes, even if it's about what you discussed last time. And he might have stepped away.
Yeah.
Okay, and then community outreach.
Hi, this is Dorota. So we first of all have to regroup and decide, figure out who's still on our subcommittee, because I think we had about five people, but it doesn't seem to be the case right now. So I will most likely need some kind of help to figure it out from an advisory group chair persons. And I think the immediate goal would be to create goals for our subcommittee. We created them last year, and we wanted to review them with Ken, who's I think our chairperson for our subcommittee. So those would be the two immediate goals: figuring out who's on the subcommittee and what our goals are. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. So,
wait, Trish, can I interrupt? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure. Trish,
I'm sorry. I was talking to you before and I realized I was still on mute. So,
oh.
I wasn't ignoring you. I was like, wait, no one can hear me. I'm sorry. But with housing,
that's wonderful.
Just to go back, I'm kind of like Dorota. Like, I just need to kind of get my bearing. I want to actually reach out more to Erica. I mean, there's a lot I've read up on, but I don't really know about our immediate goals at the moment and like what's attainable. So I think just having some email discussions and some phone calls in the next couple weeks would be helpful, and to kind of get a better take on the whole thing. So anyway, that's
great.
My chance.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you. So what we wanted to offer here at the Village is we have a small conference room on the second floor that could be made available to any one of the subcommittee groups during the week from 8 to 4:30. So if you wanted to ever get your groups together during the day, just please reach out to me and I can reserve that room for you. Might be helpful to some groups to do things during the day. We also wanted to talk about, start the conversation of how often this group wants to meet. Yes, Mindy.
All right. So before you move off of subgroup committees, do you have a Zoom account that we could use if we couldn't get in one place, if we could do it on Zoom? Could we use the...
Probably, yes.
Right.
You would just have to email myself and Luke, and we would have to see if
I don't know if my group wants to do that, but...
Yes, so...
Thank you.
absolutely reach out to us if it's available at the time you want to meet. We would be happy to do that for you.
Thank you.
But we, you know, other meetings might take precedence. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we also wanted to kind of just start talking about how often you want to meet. Do you want to meet in your subcommittee groups once a month separately and meet as a bigger group once a month? Do you want to continue to meet twice a month? We're up for anything. We just want to start you thinking about this. You know, we want to make sure that we're providing you with the space you need, but we also know that time is precious. So something to start thinking about in the next few weeks. We also wanted to talk about our next meeting. Right now, we feel like the next meeting, just because of other priorities here at the Village, we won't be able to meet until April 17th. We have voting and other stuff going on the first week of April, and then we have our regular board meeting, so it would be the following week after that, if that works for everybody. Let me know. What else did we want to talk about? Yeah. And we also need to bring up, very important, everybody who is on this advisory group or any committee within the Village is going to get an email from Cook County about the economic statement of economic interest. It's from Cook County. It has your unique identifier on it. You have to fill it out every year. Even if you know somebody who's no longer on the committee, if they were on the committee last year, they still have to do it. So we are going to reach out to those people as well. And I will send a follow-up email so you can know who to get who the email comes from. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that was everything that we... Great ideas from the subgroups today on where you're going to be focusing. I'm really excited about hearing more about those things.
I am too.
Yeah. So with that, I think we are adjourned unless anybody has anything else.
Yes. Oh, look at you. Thank you so much. Everybody have a great night. We really appreciate you coming in here and joining by Zoom. And we'll see you on the 17th. If you need anything from us, please let us know.
Have a good night.